After being an active participant in the community for some 42 years, Park City resident Mary Windsor says her bid for city council was prompted by the feeling that her voice isn't being heard.
And I've always been interested. I've always spoken out on issues. This is the first time that I feel in our community that my voice is not being heard in the voices of other citizens.
Windsor says she felt that way, especially during recent talks of moving the Rocky Mountain Power substation in the Bonanza Park area.
I saw a lot of people from different walks of life come to the microphone, and with the exception of Dick Peake and the mayor, it did not really seem that the council as a whole were listening. They seemed more intent on that project working and on helping a developer more than I've ever seen one developer be helped in the history of our town. And they really didn't also seem concerned that we'd spent millions of dollars on the walkability and the rail trail, and that this was one of our two major entry corridors. So all of that, they seemed oblivious to all of that in favor of this project.
She and husband Charlie own commercial property in Bonanza Park, making up about 8.5 acres in the area.
I'm former owner of Lost Sock Laundry. Some people may know me from there. And then I own the storage depot. And we have the Iron Horse District, which is 22 major tenants down on Iron Horse Drive. So I have a lot of experience working with small businesses. We have Mercer Automotive to the Julie Nestor Gallery to Bill White Restaurant to Park City Signs. So we have a wide variety of people that I work with.
Windsor says she didn't necessarily believe that redevelopment would benefit her business interests in the area, but she says she would have worked with it. She says she was more concerned about the project as a citizen in the community.
I had watched how much we had spent on that rail trail every day when they were putting the tunnel in, and to scrap that or negate that ambiance that we tried to create for the walking and the biking community made absolutely no sense to me.
She says she was dismayed that the city hired a consultant from Texas to determine what our community needs are.
A planner from Dallas who talks to both the council and the planning commission about the possibility of 7 to 10-story buildings down there. To me, if we are anchored in what the vision survey said about small town, sense of community, natural setting, historic character. If we are anchored in those values, which I don't believe the council currently is anchored in those values, that's another reason I felt I wanted to step up to the plate, then that totally negates our sense of place if we would even think about a 7 to a 10-story building.
Considering Windsor has interest in Bonanza Park and that its redevelopment will be a key topic of council going forward, she says if elected, she'll likely have to recuse herself from some, but not all, of the aspects of the discussion. On other topics, Windsor recalls her opposition to the Town Lift project years ago. She says that was about disrupting the historical value of Old Town. She questions projects that are costly, that don't add to the historical nature of our town. When asked about her take on the Treasure Hill project, she says she can't give a specific yes or no on the city buying down density.
We need to proceed with caution, but we also need to understand they are not like the Montage. They have very poor access, how they will even get their service trucks up those roads. So I would say I would not give away the bank because I'd look at the reality of that project.
Finally, she says Park City is at a crossroads regarding what its citizens want. And she says she feels she's a qualified guardian for the community.
I believe that I have tried to walk my talk through the years, and I believe in listening to my fellow citizens. So people will be able to talk to me. I can't promise one person can make a change, but I'll certainly work the hardest that I can. The citizens need to step up, and they need to start paying better attention, and they need to decide, because if you don't care, if you do believe that in order to exist we have to continue to expand, then I think we're giving up a way of life.
That's Mary Windsor, one of 6 city council candidates vying for 2 seats. Early voting continues this week, each day from 10 to 2, until Friday when polls are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Primary election day is Tuesday, August 13th, when polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.